So on Friday morning, our very own Mr. Dominic Byrne.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi there.
Met fellow famous slaphead, Mr. Bruce Willis.
Correct.
I was very jealous because I'm a huge Bruce Willis fan. And we gave you some questions.
Yep.
You were all fired up.
Yep.
What happened?
Well, I too was excited about going to meet Bruce Willis, as you were, as everyone should be, because he's a huge Hollywood star.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't the usual beginning to an interview, whereby I walked into the room and he sort of was laid back on the couch and didn't really make eye contact. And, you know, something along the lines of, oh, there's another one. Great. So that wasn't good.
It wasn't a warm start.
I was feeling
it?
A little bit uncomfortable, to be honest with you.
Were you disappointed he didn't say, oh my God, it's Dominic Byrne
No.
off of the One Road Travel?
Not at all. I was disappointed he didn't say hello.
He didn't say, oh my God, you're the fabulous Dominic Byrne.
Didn't say any of that. Just, you know, just hello.
Fabulous Dominic Byrne.
Exactly. So it wasn't about that at all. It was just the fact that, you know.
Dominic Byrne.
He was slumped on a couch and he wasn't really interested, to be honest with you.
Wow.
Just quickly, before we do the interview, the annoying thing is the film is really good. It's an animated film called Over the Hedge.
Mm.
And he plays the voice, or he does the voice of a raccoon called RJ. But it's actually really good and it's very funny. And that's annoying. Anyway, and it's out on the 30th of June. And
okay.
You know, but go and see
it. Well, everybody go and see it, and then hopefully Bruce will come into the studio next time he's in the UK.
Yeah, but, you know, I doubt it now. But after this. But anyway, so I walked in, sort of, I said hello, and he sort of didn't. And then we sat down and sort of had a bit of a natter. And I thought, look, he's obviously a bit tired. Let's, you know, go in with a bit of a steamroller type question,
right,
rather than hello, how are you, I like the film.
Yeah,
I thought, you know, you're a massive film star, you've done lots of stuff, Pulp Fiction, all the Die Hard films, you're a proper hard man. With that said, let's be really funny and, you know, see what it says to this. So this is what happened to that bit. Would you like an arm wrestle?
God bless you. That's a no.
Okay, fine.
Negatory.
Negatory.
Yeah, he negatorily wanted an arm wrestle from me. I think, you know, as a first question... Would you like an arm wrestle?
God bless you. That's a no.
Okay, fine.
Negatory.
Yeah. Who says negatory?
I don't know. I've never said that to anyone else. And I thought,
was that you?
No, he says
negatory.
He says negatory. Is that even a word? Would you like an arm wrestle?
God bless you. That's a no.
Okay, fine.
Negatory.
Negatory, good buddy.
Yeah, negatory.
I used to use that in my days of using CB radio.
Yeah.
Bless
so,
you
know, he didn't want an arm wrestle. Which is fine. Now, so we're obviously...
Maybe he was scared by your muscly arms.
We've done fighting, now we'll talk football. You know, brilliant. I thought we'd be very manly in this interview. You know, the World Cup's on. USA got beaten, he was a bit gutted about that.
Sure.
But interesting facts, Bruce Willis does like football.
I'm a big football fan, actually. Man U was my team for a long time.
Oh, no.
I follow Arsenal now.
See, that hurts me a little bit because I'm a Liverpool fan.
Liverpool? No, they got a good team. How'd they do this year, though? How'd they finish?
Not too bad. We won the FA Cup, which is pretty nice.
That's pretty good.
So you're a big Arsenal fan. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
You should come over, have a season ticket there.
If I get over here, I know some people. I know some people.
You know some people.
Wow, he just sounds very lethargic.
I get the impression he does know people as well. Do you know what I mean?
Like that. I was a Man U fan for a few years.
I'm
an Arsenal fan now, of course. Because that's slightly nearer to LA than Manchester.
Exactly. So he likes his football, but, you know, he's an Arsenal fan and he knows some people, which is nice, I think. So this is strange. This carries a health warning, this little clip.
Oh, really?
I was talking about you, obviously, because it's your show and I wanted to sort of ingratiate him to you and vice versa and all that sort of stuff. I didn't really get past your name and then we got into sort of weird territory. Now, on the Chris Moyle show, which I'm sure you listen to all the time, don't you, whenever you're in the UK?
Chris Moyle show. Is he on your radio?
Yeah, this is it, Radio 1.
Radio 1. Well, of course he's on it.
Well, Chris obviously is a huge fan of yours, and I'm sure that you're a huge fan of his.
Crazy about him. He's like catnip to me.
He's like catnip to you. Can we quote you on that? And use?
I just used that. I just said it. I said it, Chris Moyle.
Moyles.
Moyles, of course.
Because a Moyle, apparently, is a Jewish man who does circumcision.
Yes.
So that you've got to sort of differentiate between...
Be careful. Gotta be careful.
He doesn't do that. He's a DJ.
I'm anti-circumcision, by the way.
Are you? You're for the foreskin.
I'm for not chopping anything off anybody.
We're in a weird area now, aren't we?
Yes.
Now, bearing in mind,
can I just say, when we sit and listen to this, this is very funny.
This is what I said would happen.
But when you're doing it, It must feel quite uncomfortable.
Yeah, yes, it is a little bit uncomfortable.
Now, is he laughing and smiling through this or not?
Yeah.
Are you making eye contact?
He kind of gets this now. He thinks this is quite funny. But, you know, he'll soon go back into really, you know, can't be bothered.
The interview sounds almost as uncomfortable as circumcision in many ways, Dominic.
Doesn't it? Yeah. Mm. He's for, you know.
I'd rather be circumcised now.
Don't talk to Bruce Willis.
Than Bruce Willis when he was in that tired mode.
He's all for not chopping anything off.
Yeah, right. Well, you know.
Which is nice.
Well, hurrah to that.
With all our big Hollywood A-list, you know, interviews, Uma Thurman, Gwyneth Paltrow, all that, we get them to do what we call a drop. So, hi.
What is a drop?
Hi, I'm Gwyneth Paltrow. Whenever I'm in the UK, I listen to The Chris Moyle Show.
Oh, and you drop that into the show. I see. Like a jingle.
That's right. But I don't. Brilliant. I won't ask it in a sort of way that, can you just do a drop for us? I'll very kindly explain, you know, very politely, mm-hmm. would you be so good as to do this, or this? Hmm. So I said that to Bruce Willis. He didn't necessarily say yes straight away. Would you be so good as just to say, hi, I'm Bruce Willis. Whenever I'm in the UK, I love listening to The Chris Moyle Show.
It's going to cost you $1 million for me to do a commercial for your radio show. But sure, somebody cut the check and I'm off.
Could you just do it and then perhaps we'll settle up in the post later? How about that?
No, I don't think so.
Wow, what a grumpy get.
It wasn't like that. But I've listened back to that. I didn't realise, I just went over the top of him.
Did you?
Yeah.
Let's hear it again.
That's Bruce Willis. Would you be so good as just to say, hi, I'm Bruce Willis. Whenever I'm in the UK, I love listening to The Chris Moyle Show.
It's going to cost you $1 million for me to do a commercial for your radio show. I'm off.
It's a negatory again.
Could you
Dom?
Just do it and then perhaps we'll settle up in the post later? How about that?
No, I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. So why was he so tired and grumpy? Do you know?
I don't care why he was so tired, to be honest with you.
Let me just explain now to the 7 million listeners that we have. Mm. You would not believe what a pain in the backside these movie companies are, right? Mm. When they have a star over. Here's how it works. They have a movie to promote. This one is called Over the Hedge, this animated movie. Mm-hmm. Bruce Willis is a voice in it. So to promote the movie, Bruce will do a certain amount of interviews.
That's right, yeah.
Now, because so many people want to interview these Hollywood stars, they put them in a suite in a hotel, mm-hmm. and everybody else waits in another room, and one by one, they all go in and do the interview. Now, generally, well, this is why Dominic does these, because I won't do them. Because I want them to come in, right? We want, you know, like Will Smith has come in, and Ben Stiller has come in, and, you know, and all these people have come in. Mm. And it's a lot better when they come in and see you. Mm. You
know, but sometimes these are good. Sometimes they are.
Sometimes they're great, like Uma Thurman or whatever. But what happens is Dominic will go in and say, so... your movie, Over the Hedge, is an animated movie. You play a raccoon in it called RJ. Mm. With that in mind, have you ever been to Kidderminster?
Yeah.
Now, 9 times out of 10, they go, have I what? What? And it's such a relief for them to not answer questions about the movie because everybody asks the same questions.
Exactly.
You watch TV now, or T4 or whatever, all these little clip shows will have interviews with Bruce Willis. It'll all be the same questions and the same answers.
Yes.
And if you're interview number 19 or something out of 25, then obviously they're tired by that stage. They can't be bothered.
What they do now, the film company make you watch the film before you do the interview.
That's
if you
right,
don't
yeah.
watch the movie, you can't do the interview.
That's right.
Now, they don't make Bruce Willis listen to a tape of our show.
No, they don't. Or listen to One Road Travel.
That would be ridiculous.
No.
So what happens when it doesn't work is you get what sounds like, to me, a grumpy, tired Bruce Willis.
I think that's fair. That's a fair...
Dominic's doing the show in the morning. What time was the interview?
It was 3:30.
3:30 in the afternoon.
Afternoon.
What time do you get up to do the show on a Friday morning?
About 4:15.
So 4:15 in the morning. The interview's not till 3:30. The movie company know that we do his breakfast.
Mm.
3:30. So we go, okay, fine. It's Friday. That's okay.
Yeah.
How long did you have to wait?
About 30 minutes, 40 minutes.
That's not too bad.
Not too bad.
But still, that's 30 minutes, 40 minutes late.
Mm.
Then you go in. The guy welcomes you with the words, oh, here we go again. Oh, here's another one.
Yeah.
You know,
it's just rude, isn't
what's
it?
What's the point? Mm. What is the point? And why don't these people from the movie company have the balls to go, come on, Bruce, this is your job. Either don't do interviews or do... Yeah, but no one says anything.
But he's over here to promote the movie.
But no one says anything. If Bruce Willis came on the show and I went, oh, yeah, his... what's his name? He used to be Moonlighting. Yeah, you got a movie or something? Rachel would be kind of nudging me going, what are you doing? You know, pull it together.
I absolutely agree with you.
What is the point?
Did I tell you earlier that
Bruce Willis, and now I think the guy's an arse.
Did I tell you earlier? I'm sure I did. This personal assistant who was in the room with the woman from the film company. I looked over to him during the interview. He was sound asleep.
I wouldn't worry about that. Richard Earl dozed off during the 8 o'clock news.
Does he?
Yeah, he did this morning, yeah. He's blissfully unaware of this, but he did drop off for about 10 seconds.
I thought the 8 o'clock news was a belter, Richard.
Actually, to be fair, no, it was. It was during your news.
Okay.
You know, it's so disappointing.
Especially you know, when you go in and you
still,
kind of, you know.
I still want to believe that Bruce Willis is actually a very nice guy and would do a brilliant interview. I reckon his, you know, our humour would be his humour.
Yeah.
And we would get on very... If he came on the show and saw it, I reckon he'd enjoy it. Oh, if you do that interview again and he was in the mood, he was happy, I reckon it would have been completely different.
I do too, absolutely. But then
nobody from the film company, did anybody even apologise to you for him being so moody?
No.
How rude is that?
And it is genuinely annoying because the film is really good.
Stop saying that, I don't like you saying that.
But I think you'd like it.
Well, screw his movie.
We're not going to watch it now anyway.
Okay.
Well, Dave wouldn't watch it anyway. He only goes to movies if there's car chases.
There's no car chases.
I'm a big fan of raccoons, anyway.
It's one of them kind of Amsterdam films that's in specialist cinema.
It's not that.
Well, anyway. What a shame.
I know. He didn't want an arm wrestle and, you know, he talked about circumcision.
Can I hear that one again? Because at least that was funny, the arm wrestle.
Negatory one.
I want to hear that.
Which one? The arm wrestle one?
Yeah. Would you like an arm wrestle?
Would you like an arm wrestle?
God bless you. That's a no.
Okay, fine.
I love that.
That's a no.
Oh, well, what a disappointment. Oh, well, thank you, Dominic, anyway.
You're very welcome.
No, do you want to make the jingle up that he would have done?
Yeah, shall I?
Mm. Yeah, off you go.
Hi, I'm Bruce Willis. Whenever I'm in the UK, I love, nay, absolutely love, listening to The Chris Moyle Show on Radio 1.
Beautiful. Thank you, Bruce.
You're welcome.
Right, it's 8:28. This will be the brand new single from Madonna.